listening to An Inside Look with North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. How do I land a big deal in my community? What are location consultants really looking for? Join us as we pull back the curtain and look inside the secrets of site selection with your hosts, Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
We welcome you to An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. I'm Tim. So happy to be here with my partner, Amanda, and we're highlighting yet another top site decision influencer in North America.
That's right, Tim. I spoke with Rose Burden. She's an executive director in the State and Local Tax Southeast Area Business Incentives Group of Ernst & Young. So she covers a six-state region. She has an exceptional track record of establishing relationships and building support with key government officials and also working with the private sector to maximize business incentives for clients. She has over 25 years of project management experience and has saved millions for her clients. So without further ado, let's take a listen to what Rose has to share with us from An Inside Look. Hi, Rose. Thank you so much for joining us today on North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm glad to be a part of this.
And congratulations to you on being named by your peers and our community of economic developers as one of the top 50. I'm excited to speak with you today.
Thank you.
So the first thing that we love to ask is, what are three things everyone listening today should know about you?
Well, number one, I love my career in economic development, site selection, and incentives. I have more than 25 years of experience in the business, and I have worked extremely hard to build a brand for myself as a trusted advisor to my clients. I've also developed solid relationships with states and communities that I find so invaluable, very, very important. I also think outside of the box for my clients, and I try to present solutions that are often sometimes not considered. Exceeding expectations is my goal while using creativity in my work to add value. And on the fun side, I am a runner for special causes. I just ran my first half marathon. Actually, I probably walked more than I ran. But of course, again, back to being passionate about the business and also having a purpose in what I do.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on your first half marathon. That is no small feat. And thanks for telling us a little bit about you. I would also love to know, how did you first get involved in site selection, or maybe why?
I have an educational background in marketing, business, and real estate. But I would say I got started in the business based on having some great mentors, people who have worked with me, many for 20, 30 years throughout my career. I also have had the great fulfillment of working in organizations where they were focused on site selection projects that generated direct and indirect benefits to the community. And that was a passion for me, being able to see companies come in, expand, add jobs, retain jobs, expand again. And from there, I fell in love with the business overall. And also just having a sense of giving back.
Great. So you mentioned having some mentors who helped you along the way and that you've had over 25 years of experience. So I'm sure in that time and because of those mentors, that you have learned some leadership lessons that are helping you in your work today. And maybe they're not necessarily career related, but would you be willing to share one or two leadership lessons with our listeners today?
Yes. One of the leadership lessons that I carry with me, and I hope to pass along to others, is that to embrace great developments as they occur, but remember to always pause in a busy day to share best practices and knowledge and to mentor others. Another leadership lesson that I've learned along the way is that we all are our own brand. I often in speeches and presentations, I often refer to You Inc., which means we are really the CEOs of our own organization, whether you're with a state economic development organization, a site selection firm, or a community. You are your own brand. You own that brand. Do your best, because we're building a solid reputation as economic developers in that community, as a state, and your foundation and what you build is going to deliver results. What you put in is what you get out.
I love that concept of You Inc. I think that's something that everyone listening today can apply immediately, regardless of where they're at in their career, what side of the table that they're sitting on. So that's awesome advice. For you specifically, Rose, in You Inc., how do you personally define success for yourself?
I define success as really the delivery of results. And delivery of results built on teaming, again, and you'll hear that consistent message this morning, enhancing relationships and growing relationships along the way, and also delivering exceptional client service. Client service and delivery where you get repeat business, client delivery where at the end of the day, it's a win-win for all parties. And then also being able to have some laughter along the way. So for me, I think it's teaming, it's building upon your brand, You Inc. again, and also some laughter along the way.
That is another great piece of advice. Back to the topic of site selection. Can you tell us maybe one inside secret that you have learned to lean on when you're assessing communities for a project?
Yes, responsiveness comes to mind. And overall, just being prepared. I clearly look for evidence of how prepared the community is to deliver, to help my client or the project to be successful. And not just short term, but post announcement as well. For example, I kind of entertain questions sometimes, such as, how happy is the existing industry? Are we continuing to see the industry in this community grow? Is the community benefiting from local and state resources? Do they have the right relationships? Do I see evidence of regional cooperation? Also, are leaders, the private sector, public sectors, are they working together? Are they aligned? The responsiveness and quality of data, very important once again. And then as an example, incentives. Although we know incentives may never make a deal 100%, but they do matter. Are there processes in place for fast track approvals? Are officials aligned and on board? So overall, being prepared in the short term and also being able to deliver for that company post-announcement.
Those are great questions that we should all be keeping in mind as we work with companies and we work on projects. For your clients and companies today, what are really the key issues that they are asking you about, that they're looking for when working on a new project?
Do not assume, number one, that the expansion will occur anyway. Develop a plan and be proactive. Companies are really, as we all know, they're in a global competitive environment. We have to look through the lens of company decision makers as economic development and site selection consultants. One key issue also is ensuring the location decision will deliver long-term success. Communities should be very proactive to make sure that they have good data in place, front-end homework. Also remember, within a company, facilities often must make business case for expansion approvals. Speed to market is something else that many of our clients are asking about. Workforce solutions, top of mind these days. Can we get skilled labor? Will we have support from the community college, the technical schools, to make sure that we have a ready labor market? Are the wage rates competitive? all of this is great homework to do on the front end so that when a company comes knocking, you have answers readily at your disposal when possible. And also economic development professionals should be prepared to address technical issues and questions and matters. Also acknowledging where you may have strengths in the community, and there may be some challenges or some areas where you're still working on improvements in the community. Acknowledge that up front. And also, where you can, have approved policies and processes. It is important to make sure that your stakeholders in the community, again, are all aligned. They're all at the table. And I'd like to clearly make sure that you have good testimonials from your existing industry. Make them a part of the conversation. Make them a part of your U Inc., part of your roundtable discussion group ahead of time.
Based on those pieces of advice, can you cite a best case example of a community or state that went above and beyond and really put into practice those things that you just spoke of?
Yes, absolutely. Just one example. I work with the Southeast region, state and community. And this was an inbound project that needed to be in production in less than 5 to 6 months. And as we know, that's not a long time period to identify a building, to make sure that you have commitments in place in terms of lease agreements, as well as any transitional items or related matters such as hiring, operations, etc. But this community and this project and this state stands out because the community was very proactive, and it was a competitive project with three states. But this community and this state, they brought all of the right parties to the table very early on. The community owned this opportunity. And also, they encouraged open communications and collaboration. A series of roundtable meetings. Number one, daily attention was dedicated to show the company that they were special. And also proactive solutions. They brought the landlord to the table to talk about how can we help facilitate getting this company operational in 5 to 6 months. Fast track permitting was something that was put in place. Dedicated training space. Onboarding for the new families that would be relocating. A process with the Department of Labor and community organizations to identify good labor. Customized incentives, not just boilerplate, but customized incentives where they could really truly fill some gaps to allow the company to say, these incentives, these savings, as I like to call them, will help us to have speed to market, incentives that can be used. That tells me that the community put a lot of thought into the overall package, the overall delivery. And what does that indicate to a company that's expanding or growing? Whether it's this project that I'm referencing or any project, it basically says you will have a dedicated support team, not prior to the announcement, but post-announcement as well.
That does sound like a best case scenario, a great example for everyone listening today to draw ideas from. Rose, this is our last question of the podcast today. If you could tell a room full of economic developers just one thing, what would that be?
The one thing that I would like to tell my friends in economic development is really, again, to remember we are in a relationship business. You must leverage people, organizations, insights to grow and develop your brand, U Inc. And also remember it's a puzzle, it's a pie that all fits together nicely. You're not alone. Leverage any types of resources that you may have available to you within your community and outside of your community. Leverage organizations like power companies, like some of your local real estate teams. statewide organizations in particular, regional groups and initiatives. Put your name out there. Network, network, network. Whether you have a large budget or if you have a small budget, be the best brand that you can be and be very consistent with your quality and your responsiveness.
Rose, thank you so much for joining us today on our podcast series. And again, we just want to congratulate you on being named one of North America's top 50 site consultants.
Thank you so much. I'm honored. And I want to give thanks also to the states and the communities and others who recommended me. Thank you again.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.